Hey, real quick before we get started, if you're someone out there that has an online store or you're starting an online store and you feel overwhelmed and you need help with product selection from USA and domestic suppliers and having an actual store that you can be proud of that actually converts and isn't gimmicky and full of countdown timers and things like that, and running the Facebook ads to get sales, and then learning how to actually read the data with your Facebook ads to get more sales, and then scale up when the time is right, well, we want to help with that. So what we do is we have what we call a one-to-one store acceleration call. It's a free call with our team. It'll be a strategist on our team, and they'll walk you through what we call our sales success recipe. It's the framework we use when we start and grow online stores. And if you like what you hear, they'll tell you about how we can work together one-to-one to help you grow your online store. Go to storerecipe.com. That's storerecipe.com. You can read over the page and then schedule a call with our team. Let's dive in. I was recently on a call with one of our inner circle clients. These are clients that have successful stores. They're growing them, they're scaling them, and they want help with everything from the advertising side to fulfillment, to outsourcing, building a team, systems, all that stuff. So these are pretty high level calls when I'm talking to these people. And when we do these calls, we focus on three things. We focus on what's going right, what can be improved upon, and what are we going to focus on the next 30 days? So we call this our monthly game plan call. And on a recent one with one of our clients, we were in the middle section. We were talking about the things that we wanted to improve. And the things that were creating headaches for him were things that, for lack of a better term, were self-inflicted in a good way. So let me explain that, because I think this is an important concept. Generally, in business, the problems you're dealing with today are because of the goals you set yesterday. And I think that if that concept hits home with you, it'll help you to maybe not stress as much, or to maybe see the bigger picture in your business, like I do sometimes, and like we try and help our clients do. So for example, he's dealing with team management, trying to manage different personalities, build his team, get good people on the staff that buy into the culture. This is creating a headache for him right now to do that, but building a team was a goal that we set together on one of our earlier calls. So several months ago, he said, hey, I don't want to just be a one man or one or two man show. I want to have a team. So he set out to build a team. And then of course, there's things to deal with, challenges to deal with managing a team. So today's challenges are yesterday's goals because of that. And same thing with advertising. If you're scaling up and you're dealing with difficulties of ads, or let's say you're scaling up fulfillment and dealing with difficulty of fulfillment, well, that's because of yesterday's goal. Now, when I say yesterday, I don't mean literally, I just mean a goal in the past where you wanted to scale up your business. You wanted to scale up, spend more ads, make more money. And then because of that goal, then today you're dealing with the challenges of that, right? So look at where you are in your business as you grow, and chances are today's problems will be a direct reflection of yesterday's goals.